In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expire, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Our Lady, Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
This hour is sponsored by Creative Planning. How are you aligning your financial plan with your Catholic values? Is your Catholic faith influencing your financial future? More info, including disclosures, at creativeplanning.com/Catholic Focus.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
John Harper in for Drew this afternoon. He is enjoying a well-deserved vacation, and we'll be back on the program very, very soon. Have you ever found that at times when you may be having a difficult time, when you may be carrying a few extra crosses, God does something or puts someone in your path that really just turns everything around? The crosses are still there, but all of a sudden you don't feel them. I got to share a story. This happened to me. Actually, it started in church. And I'm coming out of 1210 Mass at my parish, and I'm walking into the vestibule of the church, and in walks this woman who is just slightly overdressed. I mean, it's summertime, 80 degrees outside, not terribly hot or humid. And she looked a little lost, hadn't seen her around the parish before, and I thought she was going to ask me for directions. But she asked me for some money for lunch, so I said, sure. And we engaged in a very brief conversation, and I gave her some money for lunch. And you and I have shared these stories before and would love to again at 888-914-9149. But I should have told you, the preamble is that it was one of those days where, you know, you just get out of bed and it's not necessarily the wrong side of the bed, but you really have to work at feeling God's love. It's there, but you have put, in this particular case, I put enough roadblocks in the way to not fully appreciate the love that God had for me at that very moment. And bam, he puts this woman in my life that just kind of changed everything around. She was my angel. She was my angel at that moment in time. And that made the rest of that Friday afternoon and the entire weekend go so well. And every time I've prayed for those, and I call them angels, every time I've prayed for God to put those angels in my life, and it's usually at, you know, a low point that I'm having, and I'm saying, you know, God, you know, just can you get me out of this rut of just looking internally and to look externally, to have a little better vision through the filter of my faith? to borrow a little bit of your vision to help someone out. And he always answers that prayer for me, And what about you? Does that happen to you? 888-914-9149. God puts people in your life for a reason, and they leave, even if it's just fleeting, like that one woman whom I've not seen ever again. The encounter may have been 30 seconds, but she left a permanent mark on my life, and now we're talking about it here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I know you've had those experiences, and I'd love to share those stories at 888-914-9149. And I don't recall if I told this story before here on Relevant Radio, but it's one that has really occupied a big part of my heart. One was, I want to say, going back, it's 2022. I first started listening to Relevant Radio in 2010. When I first discovered Drew Mariani and the power of the Divine Mercy Chaplain, and Drew had just started taking calls from you and taking prayer intentions. And there was a woman who was really down on her luck. She and her family, they faced eviction. Things were really bad. And there was just the tone of her voice, the tenor of the conversation that she had with Drew that afternoon, just left a permanent mark on my heart. I don't know who she is. I don't remember her first name, but I remember how desperate she was. And so she really needed that miracle from the Divine Mercy Chaplain that I know you and I have experienced in praying the Divine Mercy Chaplain. She left that permanent mark on my heart. And here it is 12 years later. I'm wondering where she is, how she's doing, and still praying for that woman and her family. Well, on Friday, I meet the woman going out of church. I give her some money for lunch. I go out on Sunday morning, early on Sunday morning. I went to the vigil mass that weekend. So I'm out early Sunday morning, getting some coffee, getting a couple of other things. And I notice there's a man sitting on a hill. The hill, it's just sloped down, sitting on the sidewalk. And he's propped up against a telephone pole. He's got a suitcase. He's got a blanket. And what caught my attention, and I've been this way before, it's not an unfamiliar route that I take coming home, sitting in a wheelchair. You don't see that. You don't see that very often, certainly not on a busy road on a Sunday morning. So I drive past him, but it just bothered me. And I just got to the bottom of the hill, maybe 500 feet. And I turned the car around. I said, I got to find out what the deal is with this man. I got to see if he needs help. So I pull the car over to the curb, roll down the passenger window, and I say, do you need some help? And he starts telling me a little bit about his family that I didn't immediately pick up. And I said, by the way, I said, how long have you been out here? And he said, a couple of hours. That's what he said. I said, did you have breakfast yet? And he said, no. I said, can I go get your breakfast? He said, yeah. So I went to the fast food place up the street, got him a couple of things. And I said, do you eat that type of food? I'm going to make sure I get the right thing that you want. And he said, yeah, I do. So I brought it back and this time parked the car, little parking lot next to it, and just got out and had a conversation with him and found out that, one, he had come from California. Two, he did have some relatives in the area. And I said, how did you get here? And he told me about his odyssey across the country. And I said, well, what's the deal with the wheelchair? I said, did you do this in a wheelchair? He said, no, I found this wheelchair along the way, and combination of hitchhiking and other things, here I am. And I put my suitcase in this thing. You could tell that he had some challenges, some difficulty. I was asking him about his background. He was telling me about his mom. He's telling me that he served some time in the Marines as well. And he was very grateful for the food that I gave him. And so I left him there, but he just left that permanent place on my heart. I drove by probably, this is like 8 o'clock in the morning, probably 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he was still there, sitting in the wheelchair. And it's a sunny day. It's not terribly humid. It's not where the sun could really affect you like it might be on a 95 or 100 degree day. But nonetheless, he did not have any sunblock, obviously. And that just, I just couldn't get him out of my mind. So it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I had the dinner and I had some food and I put together a small dinner for him. And I said, I just got to get in the car. If he's not there, fine, I'll put it in the fridge. It'll be leftovers for tomorrow. He was still there. It was 5 o'clock at night. I first saw him at 8 o'clock in the morning, still there, 5 o'clock at night. So I pulled the car into the little parking lot again, and I give him the dinner And I'm saying, oh, you're still here. And he said, yeah, I'm still here and I'm still waiting for it. And you could tell again that there were some problems there. And I'm saying, what are you going to do for tonight? And he said, oh, I'll just stay here. And he said it in a very matter-of-fact way. And I said, well, you can't stay here. I said, it's going to rain tonight. And there were some showers in the forecast. I said, it's going to rain tonight. I said, can I get you someplace? Can I take you someplace? Now, he didn't want that kind of help. He appreciated the food. So I called the non-emergency number of the local police department. And it took me probably about 5 or 6 minutes to convince the dispatcher to bring somebody out for a welfare check just to make sure that he's okay. Because they only wanted to come out if he was in medical distress. I said, no, he's not in medical distress. I believe he does have some emotional problems. EDP, emotionally disturbed person, is the police lingo. My cousin's husband is a police officer. That's how I know it. So I was using that with the dispatcher. I said, yeah, he's EDP. No, he's not in any immediate peril, but he's been out here all day long, and it's going to rain tonight, and I'm just worried about his welfare. And so they did send somebody who they were able to get him to a shelter. I've been by that place a couple of times. I've not seen him again, but he's left that permanent mark on my heart. And I'm sure you've had those experiences where someone has left that permanent mark on your heart. I look at them as angels that God has put in my life. When your life isn't going so well, there's always someone else who seems to come along to put things in perspective, and you do see how God has blessed you. You do see what you have around you. You are a little more thankful for what you have, right? Has that happened to you? I'd like to share your stories now on the Drew Mariani Show at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Because, hey, listen, you know, life's been difficult. Life's difficult for all of us. Take a look at inflation and what we're spending. On average, it's now $480 a month more on inflation. And whether you have it or not, that hurts. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you some tips on that coming up in the next half hour here on the Drew Mariani Show. But we all carry those crosses, and sometimes they seem so unbearable, but then God shows you that those crosses are indeed blessings. And I think he shows us that those crosses are blessings when he arranges those encounters with that man who was sitting in the wheelchair, propped up against the telephone pole, that woman that I ran into coming out of church that day. She just happened to be coming into the church. And there have been so many other instances in my life that God has just given me, especially when I'm not feeling so well, when I'm looking internally instead of looking up and ahead. Has that happened to you? And what do you do with that? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. There was a story recently, I want to say it was in the Washington Journal, the Wall Street Journal, or maybe the Washington Post, where someone actually studied the random acts of kindness. I know that's become a punchline, right? The random acts of kindness that people do. And they've really done an in-depth study on that, on how it really does have not only a psychological, but a physiological positive effect on the person giving that random act of kindness. And I'm wondering if that has happened to you and how you've looked at it at those times when God puts, and I am using that term again, those angels in your life. Pat's in Tempe, Arizona, listening to Relevant Radio today. Pat, have you had one of those angels put into your life just when you thought your life wasn't going so well? God gives you some perspective. What's your story?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Pat. You're on the air.
Okay, great. No, the reason I'm calling, it's not so much I've been on the receiving end, but more on the giving end, and that's made an effect on my life. I was stopping at a place for dinner one night, and I noticed a young girl sitting down in front. She looked very sunburned because living in Arizona, it does get hot.
Yeah.
And it bothered me. So when I came back out, I asked her, you know, have you eaten? And no, she hadn't. So I asked her what she would eat, went in, got her a sandwich and brought that out to her. And then I asked her if she was doing okay. Did she have a jacket? Because I noticed it was getting cooler. It's like, no, she didn't. So I went home because I lived about couple miles from the sandwich place that I was at, and came back with a hat and a jacket for her. And you know, every so often I think about her. I wonder how she's doing. I wonder if she made it home.
Yeah.
She was young. She was in her 90s. And you know, that's not the only time. I mean, sometimes I'm getting off the freeway and there'll be somebody panhandling and they're burnt to a crisp. And so whatever hat I recently have with me, that goes out the door to them. And I still burnt into my memory a young mom and a 12-year-old daughter she had with her in a parking lot. They were trying to get bus money. So my hat went, literally the hat I had on went to that mom. And those are the kinds of things to think with me. And then when I'm doing my prayers at night, I'm praying for those people that they find their way back home.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. You want to pray for them. And you know, I also pray that, you know, we'll meet in heaven. I'm hopeful I get there. I'm aiming for purgatory, but I really want to get to heaven. I think we will. And I think God has, you know, put those people in our lives for a reason. God bless you for doing that, Pat, and for listening to Relevant Radio. Joanna is in Needville, Texas. Joanna, what happened to you? You met somebody a long time ago, but she left a lasting impression on you.
Yes, it was when I was living in Arkansas, and I left work, and I saw this woman on a corner, and I had been keeping jackets and stuff in the car because it gets pretty cold in Arkansas, so I gave her the coat I had in the car, and then I went on, and a few weeks later, I was going to be moving out of the state, and I had gloves and a hat that matched it, and I thought, well, if I see her, I'm going to give it to her, so I saw her and I stopped and I gave her the hat and the gloves, and she thanked me. She said, I'm so glad you stopped because I've been looking for you because I have a job now and part of it's because of you.
Wow.
And it to this day, it gives me chills. I just feel so blessed, more so for me than her even. It really does help. If you just help someone, it comes back to you tenfold.
Right. And you know, not that you're looking at something coming back at you tenfold, but then you realize who God wants you to be as a Roman Catholic man or woman, to share whatever you have, and you really do see His graces at work through you at those very points in time. So that's great. Joanna, thanks for sharing that. One more call right now. Rose in Brentwood, California. Hi, Rose.
Hi there. I was just calling real quick. It's something that happened to me over 30 years ago. I couldn't conceive for 7 years for a baby. And we were visiting Mission Carmel in Monterey. And we were at Mass. And I was sitting in the very last row, you know, by the doors where you would exit. And I knelt. I had gone up to the front where Father Sarah is buried. Mm-hmm. And I prayed to him before Mass. And I said, please give me a sign if we should adopt, because we were thinking of adoption.
Right.
And we went through Mass, and I'm kneeling down right before communion. And the woman in front of me that had this most beautiful baby in a little bassinet type thing on the pew, she turned to me and said, will you watch my baby while I go to communion? And I thought, well, this lady's nuts. She's going to leave her baby with me. And so she walked, you know, and how did she know I wasn't going to communion? We were there on vacation, and we weren't planning to go to communion. But anyway, she turned and said that to me, and I looked down at that beautiful baby, and I thought, I could just walk out of this church, you know, with her. She's crazy leaving her. And I just knelt down staring at that baby the whole time. And when I left after Mass, my husband and I were talking in the car, and I said, can you believe that? And we were talking about it. And I said, the Lord just answered my prayer, because the whole time I'm looking at it, I thought, of course you could take any baby and love it like it's your own. And so we went home and actually started the adoption process, and I became pregnant after 7 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
And he's my one and only. I only had one.
Yeah. Yeah, same with my mom.
Like my miracle baby.
Yeah, my mom and dad were married for 4 years before I came along, and I'm the only one as well. She later had a miscarriage 11 years later that would have been my sister Stephanie, because she always liked the name Stephen. So as a girl, it was going to be Stephanie. Rose, thanks for adding to the conversation. What a beautiful story. What's the name of your child? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's Robert, and I also got pregnant. It was 10 years after him and miscarried.
Wow.
And that would have been my Bernadette.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
So I do feel the Lord answers our prayers.
He sure does.
Yeah, so Rose, prayers for my son, Bobby.
Definitely. I'll put Bobby in my prayers tomorrow and yours as well and your husband's as well when I receive Eucharist. Thanks, Rose, so much. Coming up next here on the Drew Mariani Show, how about prayers for our wallets? Boy, we need it with inflation. You know how much more every time you go into the grocery store and the new decisions that you have to make based on what you can afford. Is there any relief in sight? And what can you do with some of the rising prices? We're going to give you some solutions next on the Drew Mariani Show here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
The Drew Mariani Show. Connected. Relevant Radio.
We receive hundreds of your phone calls every day, all thanks to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Our sponsor offers flexible life insurance and annuities. Visit relevantradio.com/Forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
The Drew Mariani Show is on Relevant Radio.
John Harper in for Drew this afternoon. If you have one of those adjustable rate mortgages, get ready for a sticker shock. Next time you get your credit card bill or you want to check it online, you'll see that the interest rate has gone up. Why? Because a couple of hours ago, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 0.75 point, citing inflation to slow down the economy. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, cautiously optimistic about the future.
Get wage growth slowing. And hopefully we're a little bit lucky with the regard to the pandemic that continues to wind down, supply chains ease, and prices for things like vehicles start to come down. And also, nothing can go off the rails with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hopefully oil prices stay low.
Yeah, a lot of variables there and not very good ones because of all of the volatility, especially what we see in the Ukraine and what we were talking about earlier today here on the Drew Mariani Show. So how do you save more and spend less? How do you save more and spend less in these tough times? That almost seems like it's an impossibility every time you go into the supermarket. Paul Oster is the CEO of Better Qualified LLC. They specialize in business and consumer credit services. He's also an expert in how the credit bureaus operate. And he's also a professional speaker on financial and banking conferences. And of course, you hear him here on the Drew Mariani Show and find out more online at betterqualified.com. I don't even want to look at the sticker shock. I don't have an adjustable rate mortgage. Thank goodness that was locked in a refi. I want to say, I don't know how many years ago, at 2.99%. I feel like I'm stealing money. So, Paul, with the interest rates going up 0.75 point right now, what's the damage going to be monthly basis? And, you know, what are we going to see on our credit cards?
Yeah, so credit cards, the impact is immediate. You know, by tomorrow, 99% of our credit cards are adjustable rates. So, unfortunately, by tomorrow, those rates have now ticked up again. And people are going to start to feel the pinch. It's going to take them longer, and it's going to cost them more to pay off the same balance. If they don't put another dime on those credit cards, it's not a good situation. Adjustable rate mortgages, fortunately, they only readjust once a year, so people will have some time depending upon when their ARM is going to adjust. But home equity lines of credit, just like credit cards, the impact is immediate. And the same thing for all other types of financing, auto interest rates, mortgages, 30-year fixed mortgages, all of those things are going to be directly impacted here. It's really the perfect storm, and it's not a good situation for consumers.
This is to slow down the economy. This is how I run my checking account. If I'm close enough without not having enough money, it's kind of like the Price is Right, close enough without going over, I'm okay, but I don't balance it to the penny. Explain why everything costs more. I'm going to spend less, but the economy is going to get better as a result. It just seems so. It doesn't connect for me.
Yeah, because it's a delayed impact. Okay, so inflation, the inflationary pressures have been in place now for years. Actually, some people say the Fed was too slow. This should have been done long ago, and maybe it wouldn't have been as drastic as it is right now. But the pressures have been in place So the cost for goods have been going up on a regular basis. Now, this is unprecedented territory because never before historically have we had a war going on like the one in Russia and the Ukraine. Never before were we just coming out of a pandemic and you have supply chain issues. So all of those things now coupled together, it's just not a good situation for prices on goods and services, right? So now take a look at the housing market has been impacted. You have the jobs market is starting to cool off. And I think that's going to really cool off much faster than we're anticipating. And if you have a poor jobs market, but you still have inflation, it's actually called stagflation. And that's a really, really bad case scenario for consumers. So the message is really clear here.
Right.
It doesn't matter what happens. We as a consumer, we have to circle our wagons. We have to do what we can do. Whatever we can do right now, don't wait until it's too late. You have to do what you can right now to start saving money. And I know that sounds crazy, but where there's a will, there is a way. So you mentioned it. You hit the nail on the head. It's really our expenses because put our incomes, you know, most of our incomes are fixed. So unless we're going to take on a second job, which some people might have to, right, get a side gig and a second job, put the kids to work, where's the extra money going to come from? It's going to come from cutting expenses for sure.
Is this a good time to get one of those second jobs? Because there are so many openings out there right now. We see unemployment at historically low levels nationwide and in most of the states across the United States. Are these jobs that we would be generally qualified for in a second gig just to make ends meet?
Listen, not only would we be qualified, I think most people would be shocked as to what the hourly rates and salaries are. So when you look at it and you put a pen to paper and you say, well, wait a second, for, you know, 4, 8, 10 hours a week, I'd be making that amount of extra money every single week, which adds up every single month, which, again, we have to replenish our reserve, our emergency reserves. If there's one thing the pandemic showed us, nobody had a runway long enough for the crash. Right. So we used to talk about having a 3 to 6 month reserve to cover all of your expenses. Now we're saying it's got to be at least 12 months. So that's the first thing people have to focus on while they're getting out of credit card debt. We mentioned it. The average interest rate was about 17%. It's closer to 20% right now.
Wow.
Because every time the Fed raises its rate, the credit card interest rate goes up along with it. So if you're in revolving credit card debt, you have to figure out a way to get out of debt.
Paul Oster, the CEO of Better Qualified LLC online at betterqualified.com, is helping you save more, spend less today. Interest rates went up 0.75 point today. You'll see that immediately in your credit cards and in other forms of borrowing. What are you guys doing right now to save more, try to save more, and spend less? What have you given up because of inflation in the last 90, 120 days? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Maybe you've taken on one of those second jobs. How is that working out for you and your family? Because it's a whole life dynamic that changes, and it seemed to change just overnight. 888-914-9149. Here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. At what point in time is... At some point in time, am I correct, Paul? This is the lines are going to meet at some point in time, and we're going to see unemployment start to go up. I'm hopeful that's not the case, and of course, the Fed hopes that that's not the case. Certainly, politicians hope that's not the case going into the midterms and beyond into a presidential election. What's going to be the tipping point that'll finally kind of get us back on to the equilibrium that we enjoyed for so long?
Yeah, I think it's just that, you know, it's so multifaceted, but certainly the jobs market needs to cool off a little bit. And I think it's already happened. Again, most of the times here, we're playing catch up. So I think it's going to show that there are not as many open positions as we thought there were in the past. And That's going to happen. Unfortunately, if that happens while we still have these tremendous inflationary pressures, again, then you're in a situation of stagflation, which is a really bad, you know, area. People don't have jobs, and yet the prices for goods, you know, just continue to skyrocket. So the housing market is cooling off. You know, the Fed is doing, this is a very, very tricky balancing act. Again, I think they could have not been so hard here, you know, 75 basis points, because everything that they've already done is having an impact, and it's going to take a couple of months to really see where we've gotten to. The fear is that they go too heavy-handed, and then we wind up in a recession.
Absolutely. And once you get into that recession, and we have short memories, and I remember going through the recession in the late 80s, the early 90s, and I also remember in the late 70s getting my first credit cards where I think the interest rates were close to 30% at that time. You know what borrowing was back then. Did we not learn any lessons from the 70s and the recession that we went through in the late 80s and the beginning of the 1990s?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, the generation that really lived through that and were living through that through, you know, mortgages and credit cards and housing expenses and, you know, those tales seem like tales from a long time ago. So the younger people and everyone who's living through it now, they say, well, you know, how bad is it going to be? So we're shouting it from the rooftops. Get out of credit card debt right now. Start to save as much money as you possibly can. And look, travel's at an all-time high right now. We're coming out of it. We're still coming out of this pandemic. And people are saying, I haven't been away, and the family hasn't been away. And maybe this is not the year to take the vacation. Maybe you plan the vacation for next year. Everybody has something to look forward to. This is not the year to buy durable goods if you don't have to, right? So let's go back to very, very basic, you know, microeconomics that says only buy what you need right now, not what you want. This is not a purchase-friendly environment. So if you don't need a new car right now, drive your old car for another year. If you don't need to replace, you know, the washer, the dryer, the stove, the refrigerator, these big ticket items, wait another year if you can. You're going to save yourself 10, 30% on the same purchases. So it's a waiting game for sure.
I'm going to do a staycation. I'm going to the bank to visit those two $10 bills I have in my savings account. They must be awfully lonely sitting down there. We're helping you save more and spend less here in these days of inflation, with the Fed increasing the interest rates by 0.75 points today at 888-914-9149. What changes have you made because of inflation? What's happening in your family? How have you learned how to save a little bit more? 888-914-9149 as we continue on Relevant Radio.
We receive hundreds of your phone calls every day, all thanks to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Our sponsor offers flexible life insurance and annuities. Visit relevantradio.com/Forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
All the news and issues
now
that are happening now.
It's the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I'm Harper in for Drew. Today we're helping you save more and spend less, dealing with inflation. Some inflation-busting tips this afternoon from Paul Oster, who's the CEO of Better Qualified LLC. They specialize in business and consumer credit services. You can find them online at betterqualified.com. That website is betterqualified.com. All of this, if you haven't heard, this happened about 3 hours ago when the Federal Reserve again raised interest rates, this time by 0.75 points. And if you saw Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, on television, what was it, last week or the week before, she said, you know, we're not finished yet. I mean, she didn't varnish. The most unvarnished truth I've ever heard from a politician, Paul, but maybe we need some of that tough love right now. As we look at the changes that we're making in our own lives, just within our houses, what can we do with basic necessities like the phone or the internet or those things that we just kind of take for granted? All of this, the electronic subscriptions that we get, it's just kind of there. It becomes wallpaper, but that starts to eat away at your savings.
Well, listen, again, you're spot on. I'll go back to subscriptions. We've become a society of subscriptions, right? Everything, Netflix, Spotify, Hulu, Roblox, PS3, all of these things are subscription-based, and some of them are as low as, you know, $2.99, $4.99, but Netflix, $14.99, Sirius Radio, it could be a couple of $100 a month for the average family in subscriptions. And I'm not saying we have to live our lives without these subscriptions. I'm saying maybe we weather the storm for a little while and we cancel the subscriptions and see which ones, you know, you really, you know, need again, as opposed to the ones you want. Same thing, shop around for internet. You know, it used to be very, very different, but now they've really leveled the playing fields amongst these bigger companies. So shop around, get a better deal on your phone, get a better deal on your Wi-Fi and internet subscriptions for sure. And again, put a household budget together. You said it best, it becomes like the wallpaper. So we just pay the bills, right? It's on a credit card, it's on auto pay, whatever it is. But take a look at your expenses. Run your household like a small company, figure out where all of this money is going, and then start to cut the fat. So if it really gets worse, which I'm saying it's at least going to continue to get worse and through the end of the year for sure, but it could be longer than that. So what do you do when you run out of money? So you don't want to get in that situation. So start to cut expenses now so you can build up those reserves. So if you have to tap in to the reserves, you're not putting these expenses on the credit card, because if you don't pay the credit card off in 30 days, a $50 purchase is not $50. Now it's $55. The next month it's $60. The next month is, you know, and it just can, it, debt has a way to spiral out of control very, very quickly. So you want to avoid it at all costs. So you have to plan ahead.
There's a war that's going on among cell phone companies where you can get great deals and they'll even give you the phone if you're looking for the newest and the latest and greatest. So that's going on. Where I live, there's fortunately another company that has come in, actually two others that have come in, that provide internet services. So that really has leveled the playing field. And I got rid of cable TV. I've got the internet, and I put an old-fashioned antenna on top of the house, and I get 104 channels off the air, free TV. And, you know, those makeover shows on HGTV and those other things, you know, miss them. They're on YouTube anyway. You know, if you're spending, you know, $40-$50 a month for internet, there's so much you can just watch online. Because even, you know, you spend $200 for cable and you wind up watching the Weather Channel all day. And it's like, why am I doing this for? You know, when you really just take an audit of your life and, you know, just take a look as we examine our conscience at the end of the day in doing our night prayer. If you do that same examine on, number one, how you spent money during the day, there is probably, and I just saw something about this in the last couple of days, $200 in a week that we can't even account for, that just has flown out of our pockets, that we buy stuff. We don't even think twice about.
Yeah. Listen, stay out of convenience stores. You know, if you just did that, and how many of us are guilty? We stop on the way to work. We stop on our way home from work. So just stop it for as long as you possibly can, but try it for 30 days. And maybe you don't meet your buddies out for dinner and drinks, or you cut it down to once a month, because it's very, very easy to 200. It could be 300, 400, 500, you know, at the end of every month. So start to look at exactly what you're saying. Unfortunately, most people, they get their statement or they're looking online, they breeze through those things. There is no analysis that goes on. So we have to change our behavior and we have to change our habits. If we continue to behave the same way we have, look, we've been spoiled. We've basically been in a 0% interest rate for years. So the Fed had to take action. This was very, very necessary. I think they waited a little bit too long. But the reality is it's here, right? So now we have to deal with it. And again, those that don't plan ahead are going to be the ones that have the biggest negative impact, you know, to get out of this current economic environment for sure.
Paul, it sounds like you and I are auditioning for the next Progressive insurance commercial where we've turned into our parents when we're sharing all of these tips to save money. But I'll tell you something, you know, one of those things where the money can fly out of your pocket and you don't even realize it is stopping for a cup of coffee. It could be gas station coffee or designer coffee. Coffee is coffee to me. And your tastes may be different. I understand that. But that's anywhere from a dollar and a quarter, if you can still find that, to $6 a cup. When, and I did this, went out, and this was at, I'm trying to remember where, oh, I know, it was at the big drugstore chain that's all over the country. And I spent, I mentioned it was down at CVS. And I got a thermos. For $9.99, and I make coffee at home, and I put it in the thermos if I'm going out and I want coffee. Now, yeah. It takes me right back to Catholic elementary school when I had the thermos, except this one isn't a Batman thermos. It's and it's like, well, wait a minute. Look, I've spent 10, but I've put 50 in my pocket that I would have spent during a week.
Yep, it's the same thing, and when you go in. You know, do you buy a pack of gum in there? Anything that you buy in a convenience store, you are paying a premium. You're paying top dollar. So again, sit down and figure out what you're going to need for the week, what you're going to need for the weekend, you know, and then buy accordingly. Lots of people now are finding that they're saving money by doing, you know, by shopping from home, right? So you have somebody else pick the groceries out for you at the store. You don't even have to have them delivered. But what it stops is the impulsive buy. So when you walk in, do you have a list? Or are you just walking up and down every aisle and you're doing those impulsive buys? That is where it could easily add up to a couple hundred dollars a month. So now is the time to figure out all of these strategies so you can be prepared if and when, and when is now, right? So how do we get through this storm? We do it by planning ahead.
Good old-fashioned leftovers. You and I grew up on that. You and I grew up on leftovers. It's time for leftovers. Leftovers can make a comeback. Let's make leftovers viral, Paul, once again, huh?
That's a great idea.
Because every Sunday in our house, and Mom was the person who watched the budget, and she was really good at saving. So whatever it was for dinner on Sunday, and that was the big meal, that was always the leftover dinner on Monday. So if it was, a roast beef or pork, or if it was turkey or chicken, that would be whatever on a slice of bread with gravy that she would make the next night. And, nothing went to waste. And, these are times, we're back to the future. You know, we love retro so much. Let's bring it into our own budgets because we've lived through this. We've had leftovers growing up. We've had all of this stuff. We have experience. Everyone who's hearing our conversation is having this experience. If you haven't, try it. It's wonderful. So, I mean, this is an opportunity to take what is a negative because we have to pay more for everything else, but turn it into a positive and have some fun with it.
Well, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And this is also the time, again, when was the last time you looked at the things that you purchase at the grocery stores. And if you go in there with the mindset, I'm going to look for the best deals. I'm going to buy the things that are on sale. And that's what I'm going to create my meals out of. Again, you could wind up saving hundreds of dollars a month. You could do it. You just got to do it, right? Because
absolutely,
we have to change your behavior.
And clip those coupons. We're back. And it's fun doing that as well. You kind of can top yourself to see how much money you can save. Paul, thanks for all of the solutions. Paul Oster, the CEO of Better Qualified LLC, online at betterqualified.com, helping you save some money. God bless you, Paul, here at a minute before the hour on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.